Recently, the Governor's Conference on the Future of Water in Kansas was held here in Manhattan. Several participants from Kansas State University involved in that program, including our guest now, agricultural economist with K-State specializing in water use economics. We've had a chance to visit with him before. It's good to talk again with Bill Golden. Bill, you were on a panel of folks who are very well attuned to the Ogallala Aquifer and its future. Of course, the notion here is to talk about ways that the Ogallala can be preserved and what works for users of the Ogallala water, including agriculture. What did you see as the drift of that panel?
The drift of the panel was very basically that we're running out of water and it's going to be very disastrous to the Western economy if we stand back and let it run out of water. That we need to move now to make changes and to plan for reduced water usage.
And moves are already afoot here in the state of Kansas, as you're well aware, in terms of policy, in terms of alternatives for water permit holders and so forth. Did the panel sense that this is enough, or do other ideas need to surface?
Well, the general consensus is that we're moving in the right direction, but we haven't got enough yet to make a substantial difference in western Kansas. So the panel took a very in-depth look at water use reductions and what it would mean to the economy. The general gist was it's not going to be that painful economically now to do it, and we can extend the aquifer life out nearly 50%. Dr. James was on the panel. He presented information on the value of water to Kansas, and then he took us to Arizona and showed us the benefits of having a canal system. And so his point was, yes, the Kansas aqueduct system is going to be very expensive, but it's not going to be very expensive to the future generations. We need to be thinking about the future generations.
And that would be the aqueduct that would run from the Missouri River west?
West. That would be, yes, that's the aqueduct that we're talking about currently. And yes, it is very expensive, but in terms of future potential, it might not be that expensive. And so that was his gist. Dr. Finchel gave a very unique perspective on the aquifer. He related the basic fact that for regional economies to be stable, to be sustainable, you have to have a growth in capital assets. And his model has shown that water as an asset is being depleted and we're not replacing it with anything. And therefore, just as an observer from afar, our economic system out there is not sustainable. He talked about several different possibilities of improving the situation. He related it to several international countries that are setting up funds to account to improve the capital situation. But the general gist was, guys, if we lose our water, we're going to lose our economy.
And that, just to point out, is not limited to western Kansas, the panhandle of Oklahoma, the Texas panhandle. We're talking in the same terms, right?
Correct. I mean, this is not unique to Kansas, okay? Colorado faces the issue, the Texas panhandle. I collaborate with several folks down in the Texas area. They're faced with the same problem. Fortunately for Kansas, and we in Kansas just need to be blessed, that we have the current management schemes that we have had in place for the last 15 or 20 years, and we know what the issues are. We know the KGS tells us how much water we have. We know how much water we're using. We know what crops we're growing. And this is just totally unique to Kansas. Texas doesn't have it. Colorado doesn't have it. That's why we see some of these outside economists coming in and wanting to use Kansas data to look at these issues.
What did Bill Golden share as his part of the panel then?
So Bill Golden, I took a look at three sub-areas in southwest Kansas, and we assumed a 20% reduction. We compared that reduction to a status quo scenario, and the first conclusion is that from a producer's standpoint, this is profitable, that we will make money in the long term if we'll go ahead and reduce water use today. Historically, economists have always used the metric of producer net profit to gauge the success of water conservation. My collaborators in Texas and I are releasing this report, and we have turned that around, and he said, why are we worried about the producer? We need to be, but let's also worry about the rural economy and asked the question, how do we maximize benefits to rural economies? So that was also included in the model. And while water conservation was positive for the producer, from the rural economy standpoint, we could increase the rural economy 18% to 20% 60 years from now if we'll conserve water today.
Conservation of water near term would come with some economic sacrifice, though, on the producer's part, short term at least, would it not?
That is the general perception, and that's the way we model it, is that we're going to experience a short-term decline to get a long-term benefit. We are also questioning in other research if that's really true, and I'll point you to the economic results of the Sheridan Six Lima. We're not seeing a reduction in income. We're seeing a reduction in yield. We're seeing a reduction in gross revenue. We're not seeing a reduction right now in net revenue. We have had 2 years of data now. In another 2 years, we'll wind up with 5 years of data, and we'll be able to tell you more at the end of 5 years what actually happened in the Sheridan Six Lima. But right now, it looks very positive. They have reduced water use. They have nearly stabilized their aquifer, according to the KGS. And according to my numbers, we're not seeing a decline in net profits. But those are tentative preliminary results.
And you mentioned the LEMA, for those who don't know the acronym, Local Enhanced Management Area, the concept in place in northwest Kansas. Kansas has that mechanism, has some others in place. So is this state ahead of the curve in regard to the progressive types of policies that may lead to added sustainability of the Ogallala?
Very definitely. We need to thank our water managers, our groundwater management districts. They're very proactive. We see a lot of activity in Kansas. We're seeing very little activity in the other states.
Bill, what needs to happen, in your opinion, from an economic standpoint, to further what we see with, say, the LEMA policy and make it more appealing elsewhere in the state? Any thoughts?
Well, I think we will see the movement continue across Kansas. I mean, Kansas seems to have a very intense conviction, I guess, to look at water conservation and making sure that Kansas has the water it needs in the future. Other states, I don't want to be critical, but it takes a change in attitude at the top, leadership.
And producers needing to think beyond just 4 or 5 years down the road, think 20, 25 years down the road. Is that the ticket to expanding these efforts?
Absolutely. Okay, and we're seeing a mind change in producers. We're seeing producers basically saying, hey, this Ogallala aquifer has been great for my granddaddy and for my daddy, and I want to make sure that it's great for my grandkids. And so it's a change of mindset. It's a cultural change.
What are you going to be working on next in this realm, Bill? You never let up. You always have some economic angle that you are studying within the scope of water usage, particularly with respect to the Ogallala. Have you anything else on the burner?
Well, we'll continue with our futuristic modeling, but we've got several projects that we're taking a look at. We've just got a unique data set that's going to let us take a look at irrigation efficiency and how efficient we are. We have been asked by the Groundwater Management District in northwest Kansas to come in and evaluate their district-wide LEMA. They have just voted to have a district-wide LEMA, and we're going to do the economic analysis and impact on that farm. So we've got a lot of things going. We just received a big grant from the USDA that combines work economists and agronomists and engineers and sociologists from Colorado, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Texas, and Kansas, and New Mexico. And so that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
We, in closing, should speak to that. We talked about policy, but the technological advances are pretty exciting in this realm, which may lead to those economic gains that you're suggesting here.
Correct. One thing we haven't mentioned in this discussion yet is our water technology farms. We're making a big pitch on water technology farms. We've got 3 or 4 of them going in. Fortunately, I'm involved with those, monitoring the economic impacts of them. We've got engineers and agronomists going out. And essentially, the game plan is, let's put technology in the hands of producers and let them use this technology on a farm-scale operation and see how it works.
So amidst all the, to put it this way, gloom and doom about the Ogallala, there are some rather encouraging and enthusing things happening that may well achieve the goal of extending the life of that aquifer.
Correct.
Bill, always a pleasure to speak with you. Good to have you here at the Water Conference. Thanks for a few moments.
I appreciate you visiting with me.
He's Bill Golden, agricultural economist for K-State. Once again, his specialty in his research on water use economics and some of the thoughts that he shared and experienced as well as part of that panel on the future of the Ogallala at the Governor's Conference on the Future of Water in Kansas earlier this week.